I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, welcome to Horse Hour. I'm Amy Frost. Today we're going behind the scenes with the new Lloyds Bank advert. You will have seen the gorgeous 30 wild horses galloping along the beach. Well, we're joined by Charlotte Wolfenden from Adam and Eve, who's going to explain how she made the magic happen.
Power, stability, strength, trust, loyalty. The horse, you know, yes, as a logo, but has been present for 250 years. Why not let the horse communicate that message?
This is Horse Hour. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
So I'd like to call you the genius of the most amazing adverts in the whole world.
Yay.
Because the Lloyds adverts, I am just in love with. Let's just explain to our lovely listeners, to you listening to the Horse Hour podcast now. A couple of weeks ago, the Lloyds advert came out onto TV and it's just so mesmerising and beautiful. So I did a little bit of digging, some research, and thought I'd love to know how the adverts are created. And I found out that the great team, Charlotte's team, Adam and Eve, create these beautiful adverts for Lloyds. So Charlotte is kind enough to join us today to explain how you come up with the adverts, how you get the horses involved. Is it real? Is it CGI? And just tell us the process behind it. So thank you so much for joining us, Charlotte.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, let's start with, how do you come up with the concept? Because each Lloyds advert is very different, very emotional. Are you horsey at all? Do you have horses?
I don't have horses, but I did, you know, I would love to have been a horse rider. I kind of have a slight frustration with my parents that I was never brought up being a rider. And I think that's from working on Lloyds. I feel like I've had a massive privilege, really, to be on these shoots and these productions where we get to work with these amazing horses, because not every shoot has that. And they just bring a magic that you don't always have on shoots with just people. So
no, I know.
I have a newfound love, as do every person that works on a Lloyds production, I think, is often in awe by the end of the shoot that we've had the chance to do what we have.
So when are we going to get you on a pony?
I have been on a pony, and I last went on a trek in Madeira, which was an odd place to go on a horse ride. But I wish I was more confident at horse riding, actually. I have a little bit of a fear, but I think that's in my head more so than anywhere else.
You just need time with them. And like you can see what you did capture with the latest Lloyds advert was the relationship between each individual person, how every human has a different relationship with a horse. And so you just need that time with a pony to learn to trust them. And so let's start from the beginning then. Lloyds Bank have a coffee with you and say, right, we want to create an advert. And we obviously want it to be emotional. So considering you're not equestrian, how did you manage to capture that relationship between the humans and the horses?
Well, I think going back to the very first campaign, going back right to the beginning, I think we had a brief which was to celebrate Lloyds' 250 years of being by the side of the British public. And it wasn't a mandate to use the horse within the execution. And we, with the creative teams in our building here, I think just kind of looked at each other and went, there's this amazing, powerful asset right at the core of the brand that can say everything that we want to say. So power, stability, strength, trust, loyalty. The horse, you know, yes, as a logo, but has been present for 250 years. Why not let the horse communicate that message? And so that was kind of part one, and we've just evolved the campaign as we go. And this latest execution was very much kind of a step change, really, to say that, like you say, everybody in Britain has their own horse. Every Lloyds customer should feel, you know, where whatever walk of life they come from, that there is a horse for them. And that, I think, is where horses again come into their own. And like you say, that relationship, whether it's with a child, whether it's with an elderly person, whether it's with somebody with a disability, horses have that ability to connect.
And you're so right, because they do. And I think that's probably why we connect with the adverts, the commercials, so much, because we've been saying this for years, Charlotte. been screaming, our horses can be used for therapy, they're great with children, and it's just lovely to see how you've brought that to life. Gosh, talk me through your first adverts then.
So the very first advert, if you recall, was almost a journey through time. So we had 250 years to show in about 60 seconds, which comes with its own challenges. But we did a lot of research, actually, into, you know, when have horses been present and literally by the side of people, whether that's through war, actually, as well. All these moments where horses have almost been the kind of the silent heroes, the very stable heroes, but they have always been there. So that was an amazing shoot. That was actually singular horses, a story of one horse through time. For that, we used a company called the Devil's Horsemen, who are based in the UK, who are absolute experts in filming with horses, whether that's commercials, big films like Game of Thrones.
A few of our friends, a few of our guests are from the Devil's Horsemen, and they've been on the podcast. And these guys, what they do with horses isn't just about stunt training. It's horsemanship. It's the relationship that they have with them is just incredible. So you use them for the first episode. And this episode, this commercial, is this the one where they get off the boat and you see people digging and you see people ploughing with the horses?
Yeah. Absolutely. That was the first one. And it basically tracked 250 years of time. And you had the most amazing kind of piece of production for that one was we recreated a lifeboat from, I think, the 1920s. And horses traditionally were responsible for using their strength to pull those out of the sea. And that was probably the most incredible performance that I think I've ever seen. And that was both in terms of recreating this amazing lifeboat, but also having these horses just, it literally, you felt like you'd gone back in time watching it.
And did you have actual horses pulling the lifeboat out of the water?
It was supported with a tractor. So the main pull was very much from mechanics, but the horses were there and shot properly to support us and trained again by the Devil's Horsemen to do that. So that was the first campaign. And then we kind of fast forward to now, where rather than just one horse, we kind of wanted to push the brand further and build to, you know, 30 plus horses storming down a beach, greeting this community of people who, I suppose the commercial starts with you not knowing exactly what's going on. So a village wakes up in the middle of the night, a little girl, and she guides the villagers to the edge of a cliff, looking out to a beach. And until that point, you're not really sure what is coming. You know, is it an eclipse? Or But then these spectacular horses arrive and powering down the beach. And we see the villagers, the community, run down and be greeted. The horses slow down and come to greet their kind of partner people.
Oh, it gives me goosebumps. So if you haven't seen this advert, you can watch it on our Facebook page. And the amount of people commenting, Charlotte, they've been saying it's making me cry. It's so beautiful. I've really connected with this. So if you haven't seen the advert, then you have literally 30 black beauties galloping through the water. You must have used a drone or something to get the whole herd of them, and they're all free. So there's no bridles on them. There's no saddles. There's no one riding them. They're just a free herd of 30 horses galloping down the beach. That's amazing in itself. And then the other mesmerizing thing after that is the people, like you say, from the village, they stop at the end of the beach, and each horse, one by one, goes and picks out its human and stops and cuddles them, nuzzles them, and has that bond. So how did you get 30 horses to stop, first of all? And then how did you get to capture that one-on-one moment? Because, again, they don't have head collars on. They don't have bridles on. It's like they just do it by themselves.
Yeah. I mean, I would say it was magic, but I think that doesn't do justice to the amazing horse trainers that we had on set and the horse handlers. So for this particular commercial, we used a company called Equine Films. And I suppose it all goes back to almost the casting of the horses first. And you go, what kind of horses do we need for this particular script? And we needed horses that were comfortable and enjoyed running in a pack, which I think from what the company told us is a lot of horses enjoy doing that.
They love that, yeah.
they love it. So that was quite easy. We needed horses that, like you say, were comfortable not being in harnesses and have kind of been used to doing things like that. And most importantly, for our hero horses, horses that are comfortable with people and are used to being around people. And our hero actress was a child, actually. And I think that was something that we obviously had to put a lot of time into, making sure that those two felt very comfortable with each other. We had a hero horse called Arnie, and he is the horse that you see greeting the little girl. And it was crucial that he was the horse that was able to get quite close to the little girl, actually, when we shot that scene. Essentially, we had the beach to ourselves, and we had two kind of open pens that, if you've seen our making of, that's also on YouTube, you can get a glimpse of those, actually. And basically, we had an A point and a B point. We had a very thin, call it a piece of string, that was just a straight line to almost show where the horses would run, and they would literally run from A to B. They'd each have at least one horse handler with them at the beginning and at the end in the second area. And I think from watching, not being an expert, it was hand movements, it was crops being held in X shapes, it was subtle cues that slowed the horses down. And I think one of the original requirements that was needed was that the horses, A, should be able to run at speed, but should also be used to slowing quite quickly. And that was what amazed me, was how fast a horse can stop and just kind of and not bump into each other. It was amazing because the horses were always very respectful of each other's space as well, without needing to be suggested otherwise. So I think kind of a shorter answer is a lot of practice, so amazing horse handlers, and just making sure that we had time to make sure that the horses felt comfortable. We took them to the beach a few times before the shoot, and they were familiar with the feeling of the sand. We were very conscious as well about, like you say, we had a drone. We also had what's called a Russian arm, which is technical production term, which is basically a moving camera that someone drives alongside the horses. And the distance that we were, cameras are amazingly powerful, so we don't actually need to be hugely close to the horses to feel like you're in the thick of them. And then we worked very closely with the drone director, essentially, who made sure that the height of the drone and the noise of the drone was far enough away to, for the horses not to scare them.
But interestingly, they're not bothered by drones, really. It's just like a helicopter.
They just want to run.
You'd be surprised how quickly they get used to it. But there is a clip that I've seen recently that you showed, I think it's on your Facebook or your Twitter, of imagining that you're in the herd as the herd are galloping down the beach. And you got really close to the horse's back. So how did you capture that moment?
One of our central horses had a saddle on when they were running, and it was basically a little 360 camera, so which you can control from far away, assuming Wi-Fi is your friend. And that was kind of one of those things that we desperately wanted to try, because we thought, wouldn't it be amazing to feel like you're in the herd? You watch them from the outside, but it'd be brilliant to feel like you're there. Sometimes you can shoot that with a rider, so you might have a rider who's got a camera that does that as well. But we wanted to trial just putting a little 360 camera on our central horse.
It's great. It's brilliant. It absolutely made you feel like you were in that herd completely. And so the health and safety, in England, it's not easy. There are loads of rules and regulations. And even for equestrians, having a herd of 30 horses galloping down the beach towards you would make your blood go up a little bit. And you'd think, oh, okay, are they going to stop? How did you get around, as a production company, how did you get around all those issues?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Massively listening to equine films who are the part of the production that bring the horses, they train the horses, they look after them. And they, when they're on set, you have to listen to the horse master. And I think, you know, productions, regardless of horses being there, are, like you say, very, very strict productions, they have to be. But I think the minute that the horses are there, there is a huge respect for the experts who know, you know, what's right, how close you can be, and also keeping crew to a minimum, you know, making sure that the only the people that need to be there at those moments are there. So yeah, I think the biggest thing is respecting those that advise how best to be around them.
Absolutely. And so what about the people that took part that actually got to see the horses? So the moments then that you had your horse heroes, which I should imagine, yeah. I think from seeing it, it's about six horses. There's around five or six, isn't it? Around the humans that go with them. So you had the little girl, you had the Down syndrome boy, you had an older gentleman. So what was it like for those, when you're casting those actors and actresses, had they had horse experience before?
Mixture. Some had, or some, I suppose you asked them whether they would be comfortable being around horses. It wasn't a prerequisite, but I think it helped. And I think if they weren't as comfortable, then we would very quickly get them into a position pre-shoot where they were able to interact with them. And schedules are often very tight, but I think what was good about this is just making sure we knew that there would be some unknowns. We knew that animals, regardless of the animal, are unpredictable. And I think it was just making sure that the people and the horses had the space and the time to get to know each other. And that was the thing. But it was amazing because we didn't actually shoot those scenes until later on in the schedule. And the anticipation of the cast members, particularly the little girl, being like, when do I get to touch the horse? When do I get to stroke the horse? Was just amazing. And that kind of, the relationship happens without you really having to push it too much. And I think that's what was so lovely. And it is, you know, it was a little bit of magic that I think all fell into place as well. And
You're not giving yourself enough credit, because there's magic that happens on every single advert. And I think from my point of view as an equestrian, you know, I love horses. I am so in love with them. I just think they are the most majestic, kind. You can see their soul. They help. They're therapy. And I love that you've captured that, because you're not an equestrian brand. So yeah. I think to be able to show non-equestrians the magic, it is magic, of horses and the power of horses, I think you've done amazing. It's insane. And I'm really grateful to you for that, Charlotte. And I think that's why maybe we get so emotional about it, because I'm really proud of what you've done.
Yeah, and it's amazing. And I think I'm glad you say that, because we're not an equestrian brand. And I think right from the very first shoot, we were very mindful of that. And we wanted to make sure that we did justice to these amazing creatures. And I think seeing the response that we've had from your communities, I think we feel massively proud. Lloyd's feel massively proud. And it is very important to us, and was from the beginning, that actually we did it right. And so it's really good for us to hear, and we're really pleased that you enjoy them as much as we enjoy making them.
I can't wait for the next one. I'm literally there waiting, saying, so your main competitor,
we all know is Budweiser, because Budweiser have the Budweiser Clydesdales. Well, now the Absolutely. UK has the Lloyd's Black Beauty. So
we should bring them together. We should bring them together.
So a couple of weeks ago, I interviewed Bert Westbrook and said that he needs to come to the UK with the Budweiser Clydesdales. He's looked after them for 30 years, but the roads in the UK are too small, so they can't deal with their trucks. So we might have to take you over there.
It's our roads. We need better roads, no?
I said, don't worry, Bert, bring them into Poole in Dorset, you know, and we can just, we don't need the trucks, we'll just ride the horses around for a while. But no, that would be amazing to get the two together. Ultimately, though, they do they're very, very good at their emotional messages, you know, using the foals and the baby Clydesdales, and they take the horses. It's showing the horse's journey, which is quite nice. To have it from the horse's perspective, I think, is always beautiful. And I love that we've got a UK representing the equestrian community. So thank you very much. And I'm glad that you love horses now, Charlotte. That's really interesting.
You know what, though? I personally do, but I think anybody who works on these shoots comes away feeling like they've experienced and witnessed something that they may not always get a chance to. And obviously, you know, there's... the real horse lovers on the shoots as well, who for them it's you know, it's quite nostalgic as well for people as well. I think people that used to horse ride and maybe don't anymore, and everyone always wants to go, and you know, when it's downtime for the horses and they're eating and they have better catering than they on the shoot, everyone wants to go over and stroke them and have a picture with them, and it, you know, they have that ability to calm a set as well, which is good. We should always have horses on sets.
We should, absolutely. They should be everywhere. So what's your next plan then? Have you got another commercial in mind?
Well, I think we'll see how this next one goes. This one will probably run for the rest of the year, but we're always thinking about what to do next with the horse or horses.
I've got loads of ideas for you. I mean, you know,
well, what do you think you should do with a horse? I mean, we need all the creative help we can get sometimes, so that would be brilliant.
I think most horse owners have their own horse that they think should be used in an advert. I would love my horse to be used. I always thought he could be a Lloyd's Bank horse, but he's going brown as he gets older, so he's not black enough. So that was one of my questions. He's called Blackjack, but he's as they get older, they sometimes go brown if they've been gelded. Yeah. So I'm interested to know, how did you get all the horses so black? Did they colour them?
It's part of the casting, is we try and start with a point that it, you know, the darkest we can get. But I think you said at the beginning, you know, do we shoot everything for real? Is there CGI that's used? And there's you know, obviously we'd love to shoot everything for real, but the nature of shooting means sometimes we can't. So in colouring and in post-production, you would try and, you know, level them all out so that they are this really glossy black colour when it's seen on the final screens. And they all, you know, they all get very well groomed throughout the shoots as well. And they, you know, the light actually works quite well against their coats without much conditioning, but mainly, you know, CGI will be used to balance them out, because it's, you know, for the brand, it's really important that they all kind of move as one and look as one and look black. So, you know, we can always post-produce your horse to look a little bit blacker if we needed to.
Oh, Charlotte, he wouldn't be able to gallop. He's too lazy. Oh. He'd just have a little trot. Which beach did you use? Because it's a stunning beach.
So that beach actually was in New Zealand. So that was a New Zealand beach. All other beaches we've shot in Wales, the West Coast. Basically, you need beaches that are huge, that enables you to let the horses feel like they have space. And also, we like to complicate things by having the sun rising as well as the horses are running. So we often need places where the weather is likely to enable you to have long days, so that your schedule isn't rushed, and so that you can basically get the sun rising at the perfect point. So it was a one-off, actually, that was very, very south New Zealand, which the community that live around that beach as well were so, so excited about these horses arriving and felt massively privileged that we kind of let them come and watch it and see the rehearsals. And that was very exciting.
Well, it's nice to get them involved. But were the horses based in New Zealand then, or did you fly them out there?
They were based there.
Yeah.
They were based there. Yeah. For this last shoot. But when we use the Devil's Horsemen, they're all UK based.
Well, we are so excited to see the next one. And thank you for sharing the story of the amazing horses for the Lloyds Bank advert.
Glad you enjoy them.
We love them. And do you stay in touch, Charlotte? Because, you know, when you're making your next one, we'd love to know when it's going to be out so that we can be ready.
We should do a horse
I wonder if we could get one of our listeners, give them the opportunity to have their horse involved in the next Lloyds advert.
Wow, absolutely.
Right, your next meeting, pitch it out to Lloyds and say, look, I'm sure, because a lot of our Horse Hour followers are, well, one, they're all over the world, but so there are some phenomenal horses. There are some that have been included in the Queen's Parade. We have police horses. We have, mounted horses. We have people that, in fact, some are in the Devil's Horsemen. I've got a lovely lady, Jasmine, down in Wales at the moment, and she does a lot of stunt work. So what she does is phenomenal. This should be on your advert, okay? I've always had a dream of hula hooping with fire on a horse.
Yeah, you talked about health and safety before, and I'm not sure.
No, I'm not good enough to do that. But this girl, she can rear horses. She can get them and fall backwards so that she's lying on them backwards whilst they're rearing. On top of that, she can ribbon walk. So, you know, when you wrap yourself in ribbon and then she can stand on horses, like literally she's amazing. So something like that would be cool.
Yeah.
I think it would be, I can see the next one involving, there's been a big shift towards para riders, especially with the success of the Great British Para Team. And I think having somebody's journey, a para rider's journey from start to winning a gold medal, winning 5 gold medals like Natasha Baker, that would be
that
a
would
lovely
be incredible.
Story. Yeah.
Incredible story.
Anyway, it's been a pleasure, Charlotte. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
How can we follow Adam and Eve and what they're doing? Do you have a website?
We have a website, which is adamandevedb.com, or we are on Twitter, we're on Facebook. Yeah, Adam and Eve DDB. We'd love your continued support.
Absolutely, you've got it. Thanks so much, Charlotte. See you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. What an incredible weekend we had with badminton. Can you believe Janelle Price won? She's the first female in over 11 years to take the title of badminton. I do kind of feel a bit sorry for Oliver Townend, though. I know there was a lot of controversy around the way that he rode, but let's just take that out of the equation for a second and think about the fact that he was so close to winning the Rolex Grand Slam. I mean, he was just a few points out because he won Burley. He won Kentucky last weekend. And this weekend, he was only 3 points out. So I feel really sorry for him because that is such a close mark to be winning such a huge competition. And I think I'd be really gutted, not just about losing a lot of money, but being so close with a couple of incredible horses. But can't take it away from Janelle. She had an incredible round at badminton. You can catch up and watch all of it again if you go on BBC iPlayer, and then you can see the cross country, and if you go onto the badminton live stream, then you can see the dressage and the show jumping as well. It was a scorcher of a weekend, really hot, but amazing time. And this weekend, it doesn't stop there because it's the Royal Windsor Horse Show. So looking forward to that starting on Wednesday. You've got dressage on Thursday and Friday in the evening, and then 5-star show jumping on Saturday and Sunday. So not sure if you've got any plans this weekend, but do pop us a tweet if you're going. Say hello, hashtag Horse Hour, hashtag RW Royal Windsor International Horse Show, RWIHS. It's hard keeping up to date with all these hashtags, isn't it? So the only one you've got to remember is hashtag Horse Hour. Also on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, gosh, you name it, we're everywhere. So what are you up to this weekend with your horse? If you're not going to the Royal Windsor Horse Show, then tag us in your photos and your videos. Are you training? And head over to our website if you get 5 minutes, horsehour.co.uk, because we've got some great advice there on how to keep your horses cool in this weather, because it's so hot. And I feel really bad. I made a mistake the other day of soaking Blackjack. I thought it was the right thing to do when he was really hot, was to chuck a load of water on him and make him cold again. But actually, that's not the way to regulate him. What you have to do is spray water over them, so the experts say. So head over to our website for more education on that. Hope you have a really good week with your horse, and I'll speak to you soon.
You've been listening to Horse Hour. Join the community on Twitter, Mondays, 8pm UK time, 3pm Eastern, by using the hashtag HorseHour. Follow Amy at AmyStevenson1 and subscribe to us on Acast, iTunes, Stitcher and Player FM.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.